USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Don't look for President Trump's signature anytime soon on the 5,600-page coronavirus bill pushed through both houses over the weekend.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers blindly approved the measure without enough time to read what was in it. Despite having the most COVID-19 deaths in America, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo congratulated himself this week.
Santa's going to be very good to me. I can tell. I worked hard this year.
New York Post writer Carol Markowitz on Fox.
There's really a lot of New Yorkers hurting. A lot of people died. A lot of people lost their businesses. People continue to lose their businesses because he's so bad at managing the state. And yet he celebrates himself. And it's really kind of gross.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Walmart pharmacies fueled the opiate crisis, so says the complaint.
The Trump administration is suing Walmart, accusing the retail giant of helping fuel the nation's opioid crisis by inadequately screening for questionable prescriptions despite repeated warnings from its own pharmacists. The Justice Department's lawsuit claims that Walmart sought to boost profits, understaffed its pharmacies, and pressured employees to fill prescriptions quickly. That made it difficult for pharmacists to reject invalid prescriptions, enabling widespread drug abuse nationwide. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2019, reported deaths from drug overdoses in the United States was 72,000, with opioids involved in more than two-thirds of that number. President Trump on Tuesday pardoned 15 people, including a 2016 campaign official, former government contractors. Representatives Duncan Hunter of California and Chris Collins of New York were also pardoned. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pastor Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, tells Fox, let's put the broken world in God's hands this Christmas.
88% of religiously unaffiliated people are planning to celebrate Christmas this year, and 10% of them say they're going to do more spiritual reflection than ever before. There is a hunger for the message of Christmas, and I think this pandemic, the unprecedented political strife we've seen in our country, all are reminders that this world is broken, and quite frankly, we're powerless to fix it. But God can fix it. You know, somebody said if man's greatest need had been for money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been for education, God would have sent us a teacher. But our greatest need is for forgiveness. And that's why God sent us a Savior. The angel said to the shepherds, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And that's what Christmas is about.
According to the National Congressional Study Survey, there's an estimated 380,000 churches in the United States in 2020. Zoom is getting into the holiday spirit. The popular video chat platform has announced that it will be temporarily suspending the 40-minute limit on call lengths for free subscribers during key holiday periods. The first block is the end of Hanukkah from now until Saturday morning. The second stretches from the morning of December 23rd to the morning of December 26th, while the last block is December 30th to the morning of January 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.